This 4th of July, a group of cyclists will honor Rochester's Black history and culture. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
They're called the Rock Freedom Riders. Rashad Smith and Devin Englund created the group in June. In part, Smith says it was a way to get more exercise during quarantine.
I wanted to be able to exercise and work out, or at least start that process, and I definitely wanted to incorporate some element that was fun, exciting. And so we said, hey, let's go for a bike ride.
Momentum picked up fast. Their first ride was on June 19th, or Juneteenth, in commemoration of the end of slavery. Just over 50 people attended. On Saturday, the Blackout the Fourth ride is estimated to draw between 50 to 100 cyclists. Corinthian Hall marks one of the biggest highlights on the ride, where Smith says Frederick Douglass gave a well-known speech.
What to a slave is the 4th of July, as he spoke about the United States of America not really being an independent state during that time because people were still enslaved.
Smith says that for him and many Black Americans, the 4th is not celebrated as Independence Day because he says Black people were still building the foundation of this country as enslaved people. The name of the group comes from the Freedom Riders of the 1960s, civil rights activists who rode buses to segregated bus terminals in the South in protest. Smith says that the Rock Freedom Riders' perspective is a little different.
We want to be able to support the places in which we are, and those are Black businesses, and we want to make sure that our white allies understand the importance of being behind this movement.
He says that with actions like these, he wants to ensure economic prosperity for Black communities and equity for Black, Latinx, and new Americans or immigrants. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.